Owen, that was fairly impressive. What a victory for your side today. You know, you had the tag of favourites. Everyone talked about your firepower, but my God, you showed it on the pitch here today.
Yeah, definitely. We've great firepower from 1 to 34. There's any man like on that team that can come up and chip a point, and even the men on the bench. But no, luckily we found space today, and I thought we were ruthless when it came to it.
That opening, shall we call it, 15, 20 minutes, we had a beautiful vantage point up high. You were really purring, the balls was going in, there was a lot of movement, a lot of team coached very well and in his own together.
Yeah, that good start definitely helped us. No, we just found the space and luckily kept kicking the scores, but we had a plan set out that if there's one-on-ones, go at our men, and if it opens up, take the score, and thankfully it did. Hey?
The kick passing as well was particularly incisive in that blistering spell that you had at the start.
Yeah, exactly. The boys out the pitch, like Matthew Quinn, Connor O'Neill, Joey Clark, all them boys, they all always have the head up and makes our job that bit easier just to run into space and they'll find us. So it helps confidence-wise when you know you're playing with boys like that there.
Talk to me about your finish as well. It set the goal trail off. This side you came in on the right and on the fly.
I looked across and just seen I think it was Keelan Donnelly. He was a wee bit behind, so just thought, hey, I'll just put the foot through it and hopefully thankfully it went into the bottom right.
You were 5 points up at half-time then as well. I suppose you had to show a different side of the game then after half-time. You knew Kerry would come at you, and it's just about keeping that daylight between the sides, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, a 5-point lead is a 2 or 3-point lead. So we just said half-time, right, the score's 0-0, come out and stick to the game plan. And thankfully, we just chipped a few points, and there's times they came back in it, but we just showed that bit of character to stay on top.
How pleasing is it, like, you've been back again from last year? When you were at the top, everyone's trying to chase you down. It seems like there's a lot of hunger still in the squad here.
Yeah, definitely, and it comes from that man, Paul Devlin, who's, this might be his fourth or fifth final, and it just shows why he drives hunger into us from the very start of the year, and we set goals, and this was one of our goals to get to the Laren final, and now it'd be a dream just to complete it.
Talk to me about yourself. You're going to be a busy man as well between senior and under 20. Will you have time to train at all with all these games coming thick and fast?
I am just going to have to work it out between both kinds of managers, and sure, hey, we'll see what happens, but focus is on this final now.